Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. I would like to say good evening, and I wanted to welcome you to our very first Blog Talk show, Sisters for Life. I am Nanika. Hello, Kaya, are you there?
Hi, sister.
Hi, how are you? I'm so glad that we got that technical difficulty handled.
Definitely,
okay,
and we are officially on the air.
We are officially on the air after all of that. Okay, well, hello, good evening, everybody. This is Nanika.
And Kaya.
And we want to welcome you to our very first blog talk show called Sisters for Life. And we are so excited to be here tonight to speak with you and interact with you and have some fun tonight.
We're definitely excited. We've been looking forward to this all week.
Yes. So let's go ahead and get started with the show. First, we would like to introduce ourselves, and I guess I'll go first. Of course, I'm Nanika Stansel. I'm a teacher, an elementary school teacher, mother of three. I have two sons and a daughter, which I love dearly. I also recently graduated with a master's in community counseling, so I'm looking to be a counselor in the near future. Also, I have a nonprofit organization, a mentoring program for girls called Girls with Purpose. So I have my hands in many pots. I keep myself busy, and I'm loving it.
I know that's right. I'm Kaya.
Okay, so Kaya,
I'm Kaya. I'm a certified life coach and love coach, and I just love working with people who are just ready to take their lives to the next level. I get such great joy in seeing people succeed and win and find true happiness inside of themselves. So that's my passion. I recently married the love of my life in May, so I'm a newlywed, and I'm just really enjoying that part of my life as well. And I'm doing this show with one of my dearest friends. We met in college, and this has just been a lifelong dream for both of us. So in some ways, we're living our dreams with all of you. So we can't wait to get into the show and just allow you to get to know us as we get to know you.
Absolutely. Love it. So we wanted to talk for a minute about why we want to do this show and really what the purpose of this show is. Our target audience, of course, is women of color. Kaya and I, we both have the passion of helping others, empowering women of color. You know, there are a lot of barriers and different things that we go through being women of color, and we just want to keep each other uplifted. We also have our roles and our positions in our communities and within our families. And, you know, it's just always good to be able to listen and share experiences, share knowledge, just so that we can, you know, make ourselves better and make our sisters better.
Definitely. Nanika is so right, because this show is all about sisterhood. You know, we want to make you laugh. Sometimes we want to make you cry. We just want to get to the heart of the matter and just to put it out there that as women, we go through so much. We have our hands, like Nanika said, in so many different pots, and we're trying to make it happen. So on this show, we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about business. We're going to talk about finances. We're going to talk about adventure. We're going to give you a full spectrum of what life is like, because you are a full person, and your life is very full, and you wear so many hats. So we want this show to really reflect that.
Absolutely. And we want you, we encourage you to call in and speak with us. If we're speaking on a topic that you're passionate about and you want to share your experience or you want to share your knowledge, just feel free to call in and speak with us. Our guest call-in number is 646-716-9126. So if you call in, we will definitely love to hear from you and to hear what's going on. If you have questions, if you need advice, just give us a call. Call in, and we'll be happy to discuss whatever it is that's on your mind and your heart's desire.
Absolutely. 646-716-9126 is the guest call-in line. And we're also looking for people who want to be guests on our show. We want to talk to you.
Yes.
Do you have a specialty that you are proficient at? Is there something you're really passionate about that you think that our listeners will want to know? Let us know. Drop us a line. We're on Facebook. Sisters.
Absolutely.
For Life.
Sisters for Life, yes. And just kind of to piggyback off what she said, we also would like to use our show for networking. So like she said, you might have a specific gift, but if you own a business, call in. You know, there's always a place for that as well with Sisters for Life. Like we said, we're all about empowering ourselves, our fellow sisters, and our community and our families. Also, every month we try to have a theme or a topic and or theme, and that's where the umbrella that our topics will fall up under. So for this month, our topic is, of course, it's the month of love. It's February.
That's right.
We think about Valentine's Day. We think about love. And so we thought it would be a good time to start our show off, of course, with love and relationships. And we know that love and relationships are a big part of our life. And when we speak of love and relationships, we're not only talking about our significant other or our mates or our partners, our husbands, boyfriends. We're also talking about loving ourselves, loving our family members, you know. So we want to talk about, talk about that tonight.
Definitely. So tonight's show, we're going to deal with we're going to explore the five love languages and how this can contribute to long-lasting, loving relationships that go the distance. And it's not, again, like Danica said, it's not just for your man or your woman. It's for all of your relationships. And the five love languages helps you to explore the way people give and show love, because we all give and show love differently. And just having that awareness can really have a positive impact on your relationships.
Absolutely. Like, that's like very important to know, because a lot of times we think we know it all in relationships. Sometimes we don't know where to get the rules that we abide by in our relationships, whether it's with our families, whether it's with our spouses or our partners. And sometimes you just don't know where to go. And so, of course, we know, you know, especially if you are, and I can only speak for myself as a Christian, a lot of times, you know, me or as a Christian, you know, we go to the Bible, you know, to get, you know, those rules that we should, you know, abide by when we're in relationships. But then there's also, you know, other means to figure out, you know, what we should do in our relationships and how to make our relationships work. And like you mentioned, we talked about the five love languages. So let's just kind of go through, you know, these one by one and, like, have a discussion about that. Like,
exactly.
Of course, the five love languages, I'm going to go over them all just at once, and then we can, like, hit on them one by one. We have gifts. We have quality time. We have words of affirmation. We have acts of service, and we have physical touch. So, Kaya, what do you think about gifts, you know, giving gifts in your relationship?
Gifts is definitely one of my love languages. I would say mine, gifts and quality time. Giving mm-hmm. gifts, it's not all about the monetary value of the gift. It's more about
exactly.
the thought. You know, does this gift really show that your mate knows who you really are? Does this gift reflect something that you've been talking about for a while, but you didn't really think that they noticed? I mean, those are like the emotional impacts that a
Absolutely.
Gift can have, and it says a lot about how your partner kind of feels about you. Not that you have to get gifts every day, but every once in a while, it's just something beautiful to just make you feel that extra support and love.
Absolutely.
What do you think about gifts, Nanika?
Well, you made me, when you brought up about it being a thought, I thought about something that I came across on Facebook one day, and I believe I posted it, and thinking about, like, a relationship, like, with, you know, with a man,
mm-hmm.
how they said, I think it was something about we don't necessarily want a, you know, care about the large bouquet of flowers. Now, I'm not saying we don't like that, but
mm-hmm.
we also care about that one rose that you
mm-hmm.
pick
yes.
out of the ground on the way. It's one rose, you know, but it's just the thought that counts. So when you said that, mentioned that, that's where my mind just went to. But you're absolutely right. I agree with you. Gifts are not just about spending the money. It can be, you know, simple gifts. It can even be a gift that, I mean, not necessarily material. It could be just a gift
right.
that you have, you know, within yourself that you share, you know, with someone that you love.
Exactly. My husband is he's a quiet person by nature. But
mm-hmm.
when he writes me letters, I see a whole new side of him. And I always think it's so cool because I'm like, wow, he's expressing himself in a totally different way, and I value his written words so much.
Absolutely.
Because I know he's not, you know, naturally just a person that just is very loud. So you kind of have to look at your partner and understand them and accept them for who they are and be aware of how they show you their love.
Absolutely. I love that. So let's
what do you think your love languages are?
Oh, mine? Okay, I'll share
mm-hmm.
that with you. I like acts of service and let's see, acts of service, physical touch, and gifts. I think those are like my three major. Acts of service, like you can tell me all day that you love me. But until I see what you do, then that's
right.
how I know. Like, if you're not putting in effort, you're not showing me that you think about me, then I'm not, you know, your words are not going to mean that much. So it's more of, for me, what you do, what you show, you know, in acts of service. And then, of course, I said words of affirmation. So first for me is do it. Then second for me, it said, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and this is an important point, sometimes we do for our mate or our family, whoever, we do things for them that we think might be showing them love, but they might not see it that way.
Right.
Because oftentimes we do for others the way we want them to love us. So everybody,
right.
you know, what you do to show love, it's not the same across the board. It's not one size fit all, you know. So like that guy that might pick that one rose, and I might take it as, oh, that's like, I love that. The next woman might be like, what, rose? Like, are you serious? You know, where's
she'd be like,
the
why is he
the
being
bouquet?
So cheap?
Right. He's cheap, exactly. So, you know, it depends on, so it's like after, you know, you do something, I also want you to tell me so I can be like, okay, well, he did this because he loved me, or they did this because they care, you know, and you might not necessarily know. And plus, it is good to hear it. You know, sometimes we get busy and we don't have time to do all of those things, you know, that person might need you to do, you know, as far as the action goes to show that you love or care. So sometimes you might have to just, it might be quickly, you know, sufficient, I mean, to send a text to say, I love you, or how was your day, you know, and then I know that he's thinking about me, or I know that they care, even though they're not doing anything right now.
Exactly. And, you know, some of our sisters might be listening tonight and they're going, well, I love all of those things. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm sure that there's some love language that we all can relate to. But when you're thinking about it, just think about which ones you relate to the most. And try to express that to your partner, because then your partner can kind of figure out, okay, where do I start? They'll know, like, the things that matter to you the most. I would suggest ranking them. And then kind of having that conversation with your partner. And you can take turns discussing it. Those kinds of things really give the relationship that extra foundation that can be really helpful for when you get into, like, disagreements or you're not seeing eye to eye.
Right. Absolutely. I love that. No, that's a very good point. Because like when you ask, you said, well, what are yours? And I was looking at the list like, all of them. Hello. but you know, I was like, well, let me just narrow it down. And I had to, you know, we're on the show, so I didn't have like an hour to like say, I like this one better. So I just really just kind of went with the ones that jump out at me, and I'm guessing that, you know, that those are the ones that I would rank, like you said, you know, as being my most important. But it's really important, like you said, to know which ones are most important, because it's good to just be mindful in your relationships in any aspect. So if you know that you are a person that likes physical touch, okay, if you know that means a lot to you and you enter a relationship with someone who's not intimate in that way, then you kind of know, okay, I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with this. It's just very important to be mindful of yourself.
You make a really great point, because a lot of times we get into relationships and we go, well, he says he doesn't like this, or she says she doesn't like that, and the next thing you know, you're trying to change that person, and you spend the next 9 months trying to change someone when they already told you going in who they are. And I don't think that's fair. It's not fair to either party.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, sometimes you go in knowing that you like certain things, and then you try to change yourself, and that's where you're not happy. You're just kind of, I don't necessarily want to say settling, but the more that you try to change yourself from who you are, turmoil you're going to put yourself into. You're going to become you're going to start feeling like an ATM, where someone is just pulling from you and you're not getting, because you're accepting what you're not going to get, and you're just going to change yourself. And that's how people like lose themselves in relationships. It is very frustrating.
Because you're thinking, I'm doing everything I can to make it work, but you know you're not happy. The other person knows you're not happy. Meanwhile, they're trying to please you. And it gets to be a vicious cycle. You come into the relationship as a whole person. Try to learn as much about yourself and what makes you tick as humanly possible. That way, you can communicate your needs to your partner. It just works so much better when you know yourself.
Absolutely. And that communication is so key. You really have to know how to communicate with your partner. And what's funny is how we said communicate the five love languages is all about communication. Like
yes,
all of these love languages that we just talked about are just our expressions of love, and that's communication. And so you have to, and it's like you can, I mean, what do you think about having a conversation about, I mean, with your partner about what their love language is? What do you think about that? Like you say, sit down and you're like, you know, babe, which one of these is most important to you? Do you think that's necessary, or is that something that you should just observe the person and try to figure it out? Like, what do you think about that?
That's an interesting point, because I know a lot of times when we start having these kind of discussions, the other person might, you know, raise their brow and
yep.
go, oh, boy, here we go.
Right. Especially with the men, because they don't necessarily
yes.
like to get into deep conversations
right.
about relationships, you know. But it's like,
right.
How would you find out, you know, about your partner? Because I've been in relationships where you might have one person that might, you might date one guy, and he might like for you to tell him everything so that he can know. He's not good at figuring you out. And then you might have, on the flip side, he might want to tell you everything. He might value that communication. Whereas some
mm-hmm.
might say, well, hey, you, I shouldn't have to tell you everything. You should see that I like this, 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 and this, and you should just react accordingly. Like you're supposed to figure out. They don't like to tell you everything.
Right. And I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you, because like you said earlier, sometimes your words and your actions are not in alignment. And so if I'm observing my partner and I'm saying, okay, he says he likes this, but every time I do this, he really smiles, he really responds well, it might be nice to kind of bring that up. And you don't have to make it all official. Like, you can make it fun. Try not to bring it up when you're in the middle of an argument, though.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Know that.
Try to bring it up when you're in a good place and when you're kind of having fun, and you can make it real sexy, like light some candles, you know, maybe have a dinner together, and then say, you know, let's just talk about this and that. Like, you just bring it up. Don't say, we should talk, because that kind of scares people too.
Yeah, so what you should do is put some rose petals on the bed and lay
yeah.
them down and get on top and say, babe, what do you think about physical touch? How important is physical touch to you? to you? That's what you're saying you should do. Babe, what do you think about gifts? Like, is gifts important? Why are you giving him a back massage? Like,
right.
Is that
make it real sexy. Yes. Set the mood. Don't
you,
make
that's
it
how you
so
get them
boring
to talk.
Or serious. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you can't sit down on the couch after the football game. And
oh, no,
say,
don't
look,
do that
we need to
ever.
Talk. We need to talk about the five love languages. We're going to be like, what?
Mm-mm. Right? No, you won't get very far
like,
that
what?
Way.
Right. So if you communicate with your partner, but you have to be creative, so that makes a good point. You have to be creative, especially you know your partner. You know if you have someone who is not all about talking,
right?
You know, getting into deep discussion about the specifics of relationships and the terminology and all of that. So like you said, it's not necessarily what you say, but how you say it. See, I think that we as women, we have, like, special power.
We do. We are amazing.
We can get what we need just by turning on that power and that charm that we have
mm-hmm.
as women. So it doesn't necessarily always have to be about bitching and complaining and nagging. Like, you have to, like we said, come up with that creative way to get that man to listen to you and to talk to you.
And trust me, he'll want to listen to you. He will want to pay attention to you when you're fully stepping into your power and that inner goddess within you. Celebrate who you are and have fun with it. It's your relationship after all. It should
Absolutely.
Be fun. Absolutely. We all have
it.
Work, and then there's love, and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
you should have more fun in your relationships. Try
right.
not to be so
Absolutely.
Serious all the time.
Yeah, and it's so hard, because I know even with me, that's, like, so hard at times to put the frustration aside, you know,
mm-hmm.
but we must stay focused, and like I mentioned earlier, awareness is like key. Like if you
right.
know that you're not in the mood for a conversation, that important conversation, then don't enter into that conversation. Give yourself time to calm down or clear your head or get rid of whatever it is, because I know, you know, from experience, you say things that you don't mean to say or do things that you don't mean to do. And later when you've calmed down, you're like, dang, why did I do this? I've, you know, and you've, you know, hurt your relationship even further. So,
yeah, it can be really damaging,
really,
because,
remarkable.
Yeah, if you're not, then you can turn into an argument. Like what would start as a nice discussion that's supposed to lead you to a deeper level of communication can turn into a nasty argument in about 2.5 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you'll be sitting there and you'll go, that wasn't even my intention. Like, I had the best intentions for tonight, and it all goes south. One
mm-hmm.
thing about recognizing the love languages is also recognizing when you're wrong. You know, if
Ooh,
you're not
yeah,
able to express
absolutely.
Yourself the way that you meant to, maybe something came out a little shady
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't your intention, just own it. Sisters, just
yeah.
own your stuff. Own it. Say, you
yes.
know what, I'm sorry,
absolutely.
I had a hard day. Maybe we should not have had this discussion tonight. Why don't we just table this for tonight and pick
mm-hmm.
it up whenever we're ready. Let it go.
Right, and be honest about how you feel, because
mm-hmm.
I know it's funny that you said that the other day. I think it was yesterday, actually. I was, like, in a horrible mood, like, all day. I just felt like, ugh. And so I, like,
mm-hmm.
sent my boyfriend a text. I was like, look, I'm feeling moody today. So I just kind of gave him a heads up, you know.
Oh, see,
so
that was nice.
He could give me my space, you know, so he will know. He won't walk into a minefield,
tsunami.
You know, just come right, just walk into the house and I just blow up. And he's like, okay, sometimes you have to let them know that, you know, everything is not about them. And when I mean about them, your mood is not necessarily them. You know, if you're
right.
feeling bad, it's not always about them. So, you know, be smart. If you know it's not about them, just let them know ahead of time, you know, I'm feeling hormonal today. I'm just going to pick something up for dinner. I'm going to take a shower early, and I'm going to get in a bed. You know, I really want you to be in here with me, but I just kind of want a quiet, you know, chilled out night, and then maybe tomorrow, you know, we can, you know, do whatever. But just kind of be honest, you know, and express and be mindful. Just be mindful of yourself and how it could affect your relationship.
I mean, that's why Monica had that song, It's Just One of Those Days, because sometimes it's just one of those days. It has nothing to do with your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you
so
still got to realize.
So how did it work out for you? Did he understand?
It worked out well. Yeah, it worked
See?
Out well. He's like, oh, oh, okay. You know how you get that text. Oh, okay. So it was that, but then too, just expressing that to him also, you know, just it was, I guess, good therapeutic in itself. Like
right.
you just kind of say, you know that I'm not going to come home and start an argument with him, because I know that I'm in a funk, and I told him about it, and
that's amazing.
You know, I know he's going to respect that, so that's a good thing in itself.
Communication is key. We cannot stress that enough. Ladies, sisters,
absolutely.
If you have questions, we just want to give you the guest call-in number again. It's 646-716-9126. Talk to us. We'd love to hear from you tonight.
Yes, and I just posted on our Facebook page and my page. If you're my friend on Facebook, the number is there as well. So just give us a call. We love to talk to you. We know that this is our first show, and, you know, we're trying to build our fan base, but, you know, it starts with one caller. So if you're up and you so happen to be listening, just give us a call.
Also,
but anyway,
the show is going to be archived. So if you don't have a chance to listen live, you can always log in. We'll upload the link when we're done with the call, and you can listen to us later.
Right, and when you listen, if you like the show, please leave us comments, give us some feedback, and let others know. Tell someone else about the show as well, and hopefully, you know, we'll hear from you soon. But the love languages and relationships, there are like so many, different paths that you can go when talking about love and relationships and the five love languages. We would end up talking about that all day. We also have some other things that we will be including in our show. We also have a letter. We encourage our fans to write us letters. You know, sometimes we don't necessarily want to call in and we're nervous. So we, you know, like letters as well. So I believe that you have a letter, right, Kaya, that you want to go?
Yes, we received a letter from one of our sisters. And I would love to read it for everyone. So here we go. Let's get down into it. Dear Sisters for Life, I'm writing to you because I just don't know what else to do. My relationship has reached an all-time low. My boyfriend and I have been dating for about 2.5 years. When we first met, he was definitely Mr. Right. He made time for me, and he really took the time to get to know me, and I became vulnerable because I felt so safe with him. For the past 3 months, he's been acting like a completely different person. He's always busy. He's short-tempered. He's constantly questioning my motives, and he just seems withdrawn. I've asked him time and time again to talk to me and tell me what's wrong. He seems blocked, and we really don't say much to each other these days. We're still together, but it feels like we're hanging by a thread. I'm with a black man, and I know that sometimes they deal with so much that they don't always realize how to express it. I'm wondering if I should give him time to come clean about whatever is going on with him, or should I give him an ultimatum and keep it moving? I love my man, but I'm sick and tired of being unhappy in this relationship. Please help. Sincerely, frustrated with love.
Oh, wow, that's a lot going on.
Yes.
So what
are we going to try to help
you?
We're going to try to break it down.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so what do you think?
Well, something is going on with the man.
Right.
And it may or may not be about her.
Right, that's what I was just going to say.
You think it's about her, or do you think she should be kind of patient with him?
Well, my experiences have been that everyone has a pattern. When a person breaks that pattern, of course, there is something going on, something either in a relationship or something outside of the relationship. So I'm trying to see in the letter if she had even asked. Like, it seems like the first step would just be to ask, you know, just come out and ask, you know, babe, I noticed that, you know, before, like, you always talk about how they were before. Before, you know, I guess, and also think about the time span. Let's say that he has been acting like this for 2 weeks. You know, babe,
right.
I noticed that, you know, 2 weeks ago, I've noticed a change in you. Before, you were like this. You were, you know, you would text me all day. We would talk all day. You seemed to be attracted to me when you got home. You touched me, you know, whatever it is. And then say, but I noticed 2 weeks ago that that changed. You stopped doing this, or you did this differently, or this didn't happen, or whatever. And just come out and ask, you know, well, what was going on? Is this me? Is it something that I can do? Something that I need to know? You know, what's going on? Because I don't, you know, I really care about this relationship, and, you know, it's not working, you know, the way it is right now. So it's like,
that's
the
a
first
good
thing
point.
Is to ask.
Well, she says she's been asking him time and time again to tell her what's wrong and to please talk to her, but it sounds like he's a little shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, well, see, my advice for this sister would be to kind of take a step back and allow him to just kind of be in his space, because they've been together 2.5 years, and he started acting shady for the past couple of months. So on one hand, I would say kind of give him the benefit of the doubt, because it's not like he's been acting shady for 6 months to
mm-hmm.
a year. Something
right.
happened. Now, what she needs to figure out is if it's about her or if he's
mm-hmm.
just dealing with some really, you know, personal, stressful, right, situations. And she did say she's with a black man, and I know that they have stress just like we have stress.
Right. Right.
However,
but I wonder what
I think
she
that
mean
she shouldn't
by
push
seems
him.
Blocked. What does it mean by
yeah.
he seems blocked? Like, because it's like there needs to be more information, because there are some things that a man does that can kind of put you in a direction. Now, I'm not saying that it is the answer, but it will put you in a direction of where, you know, what the problem may be. Like, there are certain things that men will do if it's something outside going on, you know, if that's not, you know, dealing with the woman, like if it's work or something like that. It's certain things that they do if that's troubling them. Then there is something, some things that they do, some ways that their patterns change if it's another woman, if they're doing something
ooh,
on the outside.
Give me
then
some
there
examples
are certain
of that.
Things, there are certain things that men do when it's you. So, you know, it's different. Like, if a man, I'm thinking, like, if a man comes home and his mood is different, but he's still, let's see, how can I explain it? He's not going to detach completely from his woman. He's going to step back, but he's not going to detach completely from his woman because he needs his woman. If there's something else that's going on, like, say, for work or something like that, he might detach himself because he's a man, and that's kind of like how they might express themselves. But he's not going to detach completely because he needs his woman. Sexually, and this is from, you know, what I know, like listening to men talk and how they tell us, you know, in the bedroom, we are, you know, we can be mad at you, we can be going through whatever, but we can still get it on in the bedroom. So if it's something outside, he might be still able to perform, you know what I'm saying, at night.
Yeah, she needs to give us
now,
some more details.
Right, some more details. Now, if he is out screwing other women or he got something on the side, okay, he's going to do stuff like hide his phone, put that code on the phone, take the phone in the bathroom. He might be coming home late from work. That kind of stuff is, you know, it might not be a woman, but it is, come on, you know what the difference. So
right.
then you know it's
different. And like
different.
You said, you know your man's pattern.
Right, you know his pattern. So depending on his pattern, that will give you an idea, you know. But then, like you said, even all the patterns in the world does not mean anything if he's just not going to communicate and just come out and tell you. So like you said, I agree with that advice about just kind of stepping back, taking yourself out of the equation, you know, mm-hmm. out of the problem, and just see how, you know, how does it fester? You know, does it get worse? Does he decide to go ahead and tell you what it is or what? And, you know, you're in control of your own happiness. You know, if you don't feel like dealing with this for another week, then, hey, that's up to you.
Exactly. And just because he's in a funk doesn't mean that your whole life stops. You communicate with him, even if he's not exactly communicating with you the way you would like. I would suggest just going to him and saying, you know what, honey, I noticed that, you know, things haven't been going well with you. You seem really down, and you haven't been really communicating with me. I'm worried about you. I love you. I care about you, and I am here for you. But in the meantime, you also need to let him know, I'm going to give you your space because it seems like you need a little bit of time to process whatever is going on with you. Let him know that you're there for him, but you're also not going to be a lap dog. You're giving him his space, and when he's ready, if he's a good man, when he's ready, when he has time to process whatever is going on with him, he will come to you. And if he's not a good man, you'll also find that out too. But at least you will have given him his space to kind of figure things out. Because sometimes you just need a minute.
Right. It's nothing worse than leaving a relationship and you really don't know what happened. You know, because you're going to leave the relationship and there's always going to be that question in the back of your head. Well, what if I had given him his, maybe I shouldn't have broken up with him. Maybe I should have given him his space. But if you've already done that and exhausted, you know, certain things, then, hey, you know, it's going to, you know, make your heart a little bit freer.
That's right. You have to have your own boundaries. You have to do what you can live with. You can take advice from other people, but you know your man, and you know what your relationship means to you.
Absolutely. That was a wonderful letter to start off our first show with. So, again,
yes.
If you have questions or you want to write a letter, please feel free to write a letter. Send it to us, hit us up on Facebook. It can be, you know, of course, make it anonymous, you know, no names or anything like that, and we'll get it on the show.
Yes,
so
we wish that sister nothing but the best. Much love to you, and let
absolutely.
Us know how things are going.
Absolutely. Okay, so we have like 10 minutes left. So Kaya, that it is time for...
Sister,
are you serious? Yes. Sister, are you serious, girl?
Yes.
What do you have for our sisters? Are you serious segment?
This is our fun segment of the evening, and we always do this toward the end of our show, where we're just going to put some sisters on blast in a loving way.
Yes.
And we are not going to say any names, but we'll give you enough clues so you know exactly who we're talking about. Some sisters just need to be called out in the name of love.
Oh, yeah.
And so for tonight, Nanika, I'd like to nominate a certain sister. She's one of the Atlanta Housewives, and I feel like this sister has been acting a fool on television.
Girl, you got to give us some
messy.
More details.
Okay, well, she's quite messy this season, and she is dating a trainer, a personal trainer, and I am calling her out because I did not appreciate the way she was behaving when another one of the housewives did an excellent job directing the commercial.
Oh,
instead of promoting
yes.
this sister, instead of just saying, you know what, good job, you made the choice on who you wanted to do the job, and I'm going to support my friend and sister anyway. She acted so ugly and so hateful, and she was so mean. And my thing is this. If you feel a certain way because you didn't get to do the commercial, then just express that to your friend. Be a real woman about it instead of just putting another sister down, and you know that sister wasn't even ready for that beating she gave her.
Right, and I know who this person is. I already know who it is. We won't say any names, but I agree. I also, you know, have been caught up on the housewives, and I feel like I totally agree with you. Just messy, just, you know, going, like, while everyone else was supporting, you know, her friend, then she's off on the side with her boo, paddling away from, you know, from the commercial where it was going on, and just totally, you know, just in your face, like, hey, I'm just not going to support you. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even about her friend, honestly. It was really about the person that she had, I guess that you could call it beef. She had beef with the person that was, you know, the other person that ended up being the person to do the commercial.
So right. And she was being so professional.
Yes. It was just more of just a competition. And she lost.
Right.
And she lost even worse by acting like that. You know,
thank
a lot
you.
Of women don't understand that. You know, she didn't stop any show from happening. The commercial happened. It was wonderful, and she had nothing to do with it. And so you acted a fool for what? For nothing.
Bam.
But
sister,
I agree.
Are you
I love
serious?
That nomination. Sister, are
oh,
you
thank
serious?
You. Who are you nominating tonight, Nanika?
Okay, so I'm nominating a sister. And this needs to be a topic in itself. I think I'm going to jot this down to be on our calendar for an upcoming show. But I'm going to hurry up because we don't have a lot of time. But my nominee is a woman who won $188 million
Woo!
In a Powerball lottery. Okay, hats off to her for that. She's a single mom.
Yes.
Living, I think I want to say she was living in a trailer or something.
Oh,
but
no.
She won this money, single mom. She has a boyfriend that was a drug dealer. He went to jail. Guess what his bail was? $9 million. Guess who
Girl,
paid
you gotta be kidding me.
$9 million? To get her boyfriend out of jail.
Somebody who's about to go
like,
right back to jail? Seriously?
And he went right back to jail. Sister,
are you
serious?
Serious?
It's crazy, you know, what we will do for a man to prove our loyalty. You know,
That
needs to be a topic in itself. It's like we don't
Seriously.
Have any, you know, there are like no deal breakers, you know, and sometimes we do things that's enabling behavior. Like if you're going to pay $8 million to get him out of jail, that sends a message to him saying that, hey, I can do whatever and you'll do it. That $9 million,
and winning that kind of money is such a miracle,
right?
And a blessing, and you just basically threw the money away,
right? But it did say in the article that she sent, she donated $680,000 to her church, but $680,000 for a church, for God, for tithe, as opposed to $9 million.
$9 million
to get a man out
dollars.
Of jail, a grown man who has made decisions. And I don't understand why he's selling drugs anyway when he's living with a girlfriend that has millions of dollars. It would have been cheaper for him just not to sell drugs and just to live
well, that's
off the million dollars. Right. Dude, are you serious? That's his topic.
Sisters,
yeah,
we gotta do better.
That's my nomination. We gotta do better. Well, you know better,
she won.
You do better.
I love that nomination because sometimes you just have we just have to love, and we're doing this in love. We are lovingly calling our sisters out because at the end of the day, we have to do better. We have to raise the bar. We have to be the Michelle Obamas of the world. We have to step up, and if
Absolutely.
We don't start now, when will we do it? We have to show our little girls that we're going to make great choices and prepare a world for them that really respects them. And honors
Absolutely.
Who they are.
That's what it's
Do
all
better.
About.
So we hope
okay.
you enjoyed Sister, Are You
yes.
Serious? And we hope you enjoyed the show tonight.
Yes, I had so much fun, and I'm really looking forward to our next show. Just to let everyone know, our intent is to have our show every other week.
Yeah.
We're going to have topics, and our intent is also to put out there on our Facebook page what our topics are going to be so you can come and listen and be prepared to share with us. I know we didn't have any callers this week, but we're going to be looking for those callers next time we go on air. So we really, I just had so much fun tonight with the
so
show.
So did
I. Really look forward.
I mean, you guys are making our dreams come true. We appreciate having a platform to kind of just share what's on our hearts and just to be positive and also fun and be real.
Right, absolutely. So with that being said, we want to say good night to everyone. We want you to go out and have a blessed remainder of your week. Get rest,
yes.
be healthy, eat healthy. If you're fasting for Lent, you know, keep at it, be strong.
That's right.
We love each and every one of you.
And go talk to your partner tonight. Find out some love languages. Hit us up on Facebook and let us know how it goes.
And leave us comments.
Good night.
Good night. Signing off.